Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Well, today is a very happy Thursday, isn't it?
Y'all, it is a very, very, very special Thursday.
This is something that we've been waiting, I guess, a full month to announce to you all.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have two things that we're excited to announce, and I guess I'll announce the first one, you announce the second one.
Okay.
Does that work?
That sounds
good. You ready
to
do a little drum roll? We hit 1 million downloads on the Messy Masterpiece Podcast.
Downloads, you guys.
How exciting is that?
It's so crazy. And because of that, and because y'all have been so incredible and listening every single day, we have partnered with the Thrive Bible. Woo-hoo! The Thrive Bible. We are giving away 50 Bibles.
50.
50 of these Thrive Bibles that we read out of almost every day on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And you guys know how special it is to us. So if you go over to Instagram, all of the giveaway instructions will be over there.
And if some of y'all are early birds, the Instagram post will be live at 10:30 Eastern time. So be on the look for it then.
But we're giving away 40 domestic Bibles and 10 international. And it's the most we've ever given. So it's really exciting. Chad and I like truly are blown away by their support. And we just hope you guys are as excited as we are.
Yeah, absolutely. A huge shout out to Tyndale Publishing for helping make this happen. So we're super excited and we hope you win. But without further ado, let's hop on in to the devotion. It didn't rhyme. Okay.
Nice try, babe. Today we are reading out of Ephesians 2 verse 10, and it is titled God's Masterpiece.
Ooh.
How fitting.
I see what you did there.
It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I created you, and you are my beautiful masterpiece. If you could see yourself the way I see you, you would never question your worth again. I want you to follow me so closely that you begin to see all of the wonderful things I have planned for you, plans I made long ago. Spend less time looking for worth in the things of this world and more time in my presence. Let me show you the plans I have for your life. Only then will you feel truly fulfilled, because your life will be a reflection of me. I created you in my image, and I have given you the power to make an eternal impact on the lives of those around you. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "How heartbreaking it must be for our Creator when we doubt our worth and say with our words and actions that the way He made us is not good enough. In reality, we are new creations in Christ. God has planned so many wonderful things for us to accomplish for His glory. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, we may not like what we see. But when God looks at us, He sees the masterpiece that He created." The Treasure of Truth says, "How we see ourselves does not change how God sees us."
Yeah, I love that. I love that God can see the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He can see us perfected in Christ as we are being perfected in Christ, right?
Good.
He can already see that. He can see the perfection.
Yeah.
He can see the things that we can't.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why it's hard sometimes for us to see ourselves that way, is because we can't see it.
Right.
But that's where we need to really not listen to our feelings in those situations. We need to listen to God's word and what God says about us, because His word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to depend on that for our truth.
Right.
Because if we just listen to every single thing that we said about ourselves or that other people said about us, you know, I mean, like, I've heard some not nice things said about myself. And if I attached my self-worth and my identity to that, that would not be good.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And I've also said some stuff about myself that has not been good, you know?
Yeah.
And so I really do need to make sure that I listen to his word and I put all my marbles in the basket that God has given me in terms of my self-worth.
Yeah. I've seen a couple like YouTube videos done like this where a girl will be looking in the mirror and all of the things that she sees, all the insecurities will be written out. The shame will be written out. Her guilt will be written out. Her acne will be written out, or where she doesn't like her body in this place or that place. And it's all written out on the mirror, and she's downcast and she's sorrow filled and just really defeated. And then there's this moment where she encounters God and all of those things get washed off the mirror. And instead, all of his truth gets put on the mirror. And it says, you are covered. You are pure. You are beautiful. You are righteous. You are made in my image. You are more precious than rubies and diamonds and the treasures of this world. And you can see that downcast girl look at herself in a new way. And I'm just picturing people listen to this right now, where maybe you've been speaking those things over yourself, or maybe you've been looking in the mirror and just tearing yourself apart, because I have so been there, and it is not a fun place to be. And if you are there today, I encourage you to go get some sticky notes and write out the way God sees you and stick it on your mirror and start reading it daily, because it's hard to walk in that knowing, to walk in that identity, if you're not speaking it over yourself, if you're not allowing God to speak it over you. You can't walk in confidence if you're constantly tearing yourself down or allowing other people to tear you down. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure that you have the discipline to speak life over yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and we have to be careful with, I mean, I'm just going to use this as an analogy, the one you're just talking about in terms of like physical appearance. Mm-hmm. Okay, imagine that you feel down about your physical appearance because you've, you know, low-key put your self-worth and your identity in the way
you look.
In the way you look. And I think what's super interesting is like, okay, well, imagine you look the way you want to look. Mm-hmm. And now your identity is wrapped up in that. Yeah. What happens as you start to age? Mm-hmm. You know, what happens when that changes?
Yeah.
Well, then your identity starts to crumble again.
Yeah.
And we're putting our self-worth and our identity in things that it should not be. Mm-hmm. And I think what's so special about God calling us his masterpiece is that he knows our bodies will deteriorate. Mm-hmm. He knows what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. But he loves us so unconditionally.
Yeah.
And so whenever we put our self-worth and our identity in God's unconditional love for us,
right,
we don't need to earn it.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
But I just think we need to hear it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to earn God's love.
Yeah.
And just like what Tori said, we need to write that on our walls. We need to write that on our mirrors, and we need to write it on our hearts, because just like the devotional said, the way we see ourselves does not change the way that God sees us.
Yeah.
You ready to pray us on out?
Yes. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for you. You are such a good God. You are a beautiful God, a masterful God, a creative God, Lord. And you see us in ways that we can't see ourselves, God, that we have a hard time viewing ourselves the way that you see us, Lord. So our prayer today is that you would be our mirror. Lord, as we come into your presence, will you speak life over us? Will you speak identity over us? Will you speak your truth over us, Lord? We want to walk in the confidence, the knowing that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, so when you see us because Jesus has covered us. Lord, he has covered our sin and our shame so that we can walk in freedom and walk in truth and walk in love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that. So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue praying, and Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for.
your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
We need to bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give you guys a quick little reminder. Number one, thanks for tuning in. And number two, we do have this really special giveaway thanks to Tyndale Publishing.
Yes.
Giving away 50 Thrive Bibles, 40 domestically and 10 internationally. Go to our Instagrams. They're linked in the description of this podcast for more details on that.
So exciting, y'all. We hope that you have the most wonderful day.
Love y'all. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to y'all tomorrow, which is Chad's birthday. Plug, plug, plug.
Au revoir.